The study was led by Gil Decker and Lou Wagner, the former Army Acquisition Chief and a former head of the Army Materiel Command, respectively. They made 76 total recommendations to the Army for avoiding massive cost and schedule overruns. The panel found the Army pumped between $3 and $4 billion per year into acquisition programs that it wound up canceling. Senator Daniel Inouye, chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, ran through a short list of those programs at a hearing yesterday.
Significant terminations include Future Combat System, the Armed Reconnaissance Helicopter, the Comanche, and many, many more. These failures have cost the taxpayers about $100 billion.
After spending a couple months reviewing the recommendations, the Army says it is now either implementing or has implemented 63 of the 76 recommendations. Army Secretary John McHugh says the other 13 need more study, but he says some of the findings were, in his words, revelatory.
And I think the number one thing, and it was obvious on its face, but how we respond to it is another matter, was our inclination in the past to not control requirements.
He says the Army's Future Combat System, canceled in 2009, was a poster child for that problem.
Where requirements keep getting built on and built on, the time of the acquisition stretches out, and pretty soon the cost is skyrocketed and you have an underperforming program, to state the least. So we've tried to do a better job in stating the requirements, keeping them less reliant on immature or unavailable technologies.
McHugh says the Army's ground combat vehicle is an example of a program in which they're trying to do better. In their initial request for proposals last year, they broke their requirements into tiers, grouping priorities from high to low. But McHugh says they had too many specific high priorities that weren't really high priorities.
When the RFP for the ground combat vehicle went out, there were 990 tier one requirements. That was at the outset, before we'd actually seen a spiral of increased requirements. To the Corps' credit in the acquisition side of the equation, they looked at it and said to themselves, here we go again. And it was a tough decision, but they recalled that RFP. And then as a result of the reexamination, they reduced the Tier 1 requirements by 75% and put the rest of the requirements up into a Tier 2 and Tier 3, where you can trade as the development goes forward for cost. So a tough decision, but one at the end of the day I think was very soundly supported by the industry.
General Martin Dempsey, the Army's new chief of staff, says the Army actually has a pretty good track record managing cost and schedule on smaller acquisition programs and rapid acquisition programs. He says the major problems have been around the big acquisition category 1 programs that use the traditional DoD 5000 procurement process.
So the real challenge for us is to figure out, why do we do so well in some of these rapid acquisition procedures and not so well in the very deliberate DoD 5000 series of acquisitions? And I think we'll learn that we've got some work to do merging the requirements with the procurement objectives. I think we'll probably find ourselves in a position of believing that we should pull the future toward us and not have aspirations to deliver programs much beyond 7, 8, 9 years. When they stretch beyond that, they become, by the definition of the word, incredible. We're lacking credibility. And so I think it's a combination of the Decker-Wagner recommendations. I think we have to look at the acquisition regulations, particularly for the long lead time procurement programs. And we got to merge requirements and procurement and senior leadership integration much sooner in the process.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.